Suicide bombers are easy to spot. They give out all kinds of telltale signs, mostly because they're nervous. By definition, they're all first-timers. Israeli counterintelligence wrote the defensive playbook. They told us what to look for. They used pragmatic observation and psychological insight and came up with a list of behavioral indicators. I learned the list from an Israeli army captain 20 years ago. He swore by it. Therefore, I swore by it, too, because at the time I was on 3 weeks' detached duty, mostly about a yard from his shoulder. In Israel itself, in Jerusalem, on the West Bank, in Lebanon, sometimes in Syria, sometimes in Jordan, on buses, in stores, on crowded sidewalks. I kept my eyes moving and my mind running free down the bullet points. 20 years later, I still know the list, and my eyes still move. Pure habit. From another bunch of guys, I learned another mantra. Look, don't see. Listen, don't hear. The more you engage, the longer you survive. The list is 12 points long if you're looking at a male suspect, 11 if you're looking at a woman. The difference is a fresh shave. Male bombers take off their beards. It helps them blend in, makes them less suspicious. The result is paler skin on the lower half of the face. No recent exposure to the sun. But I wasn't interested in shaves. I was working on the 11-point list. I was looking at a woman. I was riding the subway in New York City. The 6th train, the Lexington Avenue local, heading uptown 2 o'clock in the morning. I had gotten on at Bleecker Street from the south end of the platform into a car that was empty, except for 5 people. I was sprawled on a 2-person bench north of the end doors on the track side of the car. The other 5 passengers were all south of me on the long bench seats, in profile, side on, far from each other, staring blankly across the width of the car, 3 on the left and 2 on the right. The nearest passenger to me was a middle-aged Hispanic woman. She was across the car from me, on my left, forward of the first set of doors, all alone on a bench built for 8, well off-center. Next up was a man on the other side, maybe 4 feet farther down the car. He was all alone on his own 8-person bench. He could have been from the Balkans or the Black Sea. He was about 50, dressed in clothes far too young for him. Baggy jeans that reached only his calves, and an oversized NBA shirt with a player's name on it that I didn't recognize. Third up was a woman who might have been West African. She was on the left, south of the center doors. Her eyes were closed. I know New York reasonably well. I'm familiar but not intimate with its habits. But it was an easy guess that any 3 people like these, already seated on a late-night northbound 6 train south of Bleecker, were office cleaners heading home from evening shifts around City Hall, or restaurant service workers from Chinatown. Or Little Italy. They were probably set for Hunts Point in the Bronx, or maybe all the way up to Pelham Bay, ready for short, fitful sleeps before more long days. The 4th and the 5th passengers were different. The 5th was a man, he was maybe my age, wedged at 45 degrees on the 2-person bench diagonally opposite me, all the way across and down the length of the car. He was dressed casually, but not cheaply. Chinos and a golf shirt. He was awake. His eyes were fixed somewhere in front of him. Their focus changed and narrowed constantly, like he was alert and speculating. They reminded me of a ballplayer's eyes. They had a certain canny, calculating shrewdness in them. But it was passenger number 4 that I was looking at. As the police notice advised me from a wall panel, if you see something, say something. She was seated on the right side of the car, all alone on the farther 8-person bench, across from and about halfway between the tired West African woman and the guy with the ballplayer's eyes. She was white and probably in her 40s. She was plain. She had black hair, neatly but unstylishly cut, and too uniformly dark to be natural. She was dressed all in black. I could see her fairly well enough to ring every bell on the 11-point list. The bullet